Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 930 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Jamie. All right, now here's today's question from Jamie.
Pat, what an honor to talk with you, man. First, I have to just tell you what a blessing you are to me and my family. It's hard for me to find heroes in this world, but my friend, you were definitely a hero in my life. I listen, I learn, and I take action. And this month, I literally doubled my monthly teacher income by selling teacher resources on teacherspayteachers.com. Which brings me to my question. I now see a need for helping teachers who want to create teacher resources, worksheets, etc., but they don't know how to do it because of the learning curve involved with the technology aspects. I'd like to meet that need by using online videos to teach other teachers, but I'm not sure what platform and or strategy to use. Publish it all as free access and hope for advertising and affiliate monetization. Publish it as a membership site. Publish it as one course, separate courses. The main thing is I want it to be completely passive like my other income streams. Thank you so, so, so much for everything you do. I can never thank you enough for the way you help inspire me. And you are such a blessing, Pat. Thank you.
Hey, Jamie. Thank you, first of all, so much for the kind words. I appreciate you. I'm here for support for you, man, and for everybody else out there listening. I am here for you, and I'm just so thankful that you're not only listening and reading, but you're taking action, and obviously you're getting results because of that. So you can all learn a lesson from Jamie. When you take action, things will happen, and you might not get results right away, but the more you just keep going, the more likely it is you are going to get there. So Jamie, congrats to you. Now, teachers, I have a huge need to want to help teachers as well. With helping them earn more. And so I'm so thankful that you're doing that already and that you're looking for other ways that you can help other teachers earn more too. So just, I want to commend you on that. And I think the first thing you should do is verify that this is something that other teachers need help with. Now, I'm pretty sure you know that because you're also a teacher yourself. You probably know other teachers too. But the last thing I would want you to do is spend all this time creating a course, selling it, and having you realize that that's not exactly what these people want. The best thing to do is, if you've read Will It Fly, go through that process of validating this idea first. You can do that in a number of different ways. The way that I would do it if I was you is actually to have it be very active at first so that you can have immediate and direct contact with people as you then utilize those relationships and that teaching to people on a more one-to-one or one-to-few scale to then create an online course based on not what you think they need, but what you know is what they need. And then that becomes something that's already built that you can then share and have become a passive income generator for you. You already have testimonials, and that's the best way to go about it. So to be more specific, here's what I would do. I would either hold an event. It could be a virtual event using a webinar service, or it could be it could be in person even, and just limit it to 10 people who can come in and learn from you on the go as you're creating this stuff. And obviously, you'd create a course curriculum on the way and, you know, help you know, in terms of structure of what it is that you're going to teach. But then as you're going through that, you're going to be collecting feedback and information. You're going to be validating whether or not those things work, whether or not you need to provide more information to help people, whether or not the level at which you are teaching is at the right pace and all those kinds of things. But what's really cool is that you provide this for people and you can offer it for free just to validate that. Or what I would actually recommend doing is offering it as a small transaction in order to get access to it, to see if people actually want to pay for it. That's how you know truly that this is something that is worth doing. And I'll tell you, once you get a few people saying yes, it's going to light that fire to get that work done so you can create it and get it done in the right way. And the whole purpose of this is to not only validate, but also to take the guesswork out of it. And so that by the end of it, you're going to have these testimonials from these people who you've already helped. Hey, my name is Jamie. I create these resources for other teachers. And now I help other teachers too, just like this person, just like this person who created this and earned this much money as a result of that work. And now you can do the same thing by going through the same material course that they went through, which you can get access to here. Maybe you'll find that an online course or teaching in that way is not the right thing, and they're going to look for something a little bit more interactive and more one-to-one is maybe the way to go. You'll see. You'll find out along the way. Now, in terms of, for future reference, an online course, first of all, for the sort of virtual summit, if you want to call it that, the virtual training, you can use a tool called zoom.us, which is very easy to use, very intuitive, and very reliable as well. That allows you to have not only face conversations with the people who are there watching you live, and you can chat with them using their chat box. You can even bring them on as a panelist, and you can have face-to-face chats and have other people watch in the room as if you're all in the same room together, but you're all just in the convenience of your own location. But more than that, you're able to collect webinar registrations up front, just like you would with some of the more higher-end tools. You can record those conversations too, so you can share them with those people later, and then you can also take those lessons and put them into a course later on into a platform such as Teachable, which I'm an affiliate for, by the way, and a compensated advisor. You can find more information about Teachable at askpat.com/teachable. But that platform allows you to take videos and text and PDFs and worksheets and just literally drag and drop, place them in, and create a whole course curriculum off of that. And that's what I would recommend using because you have a lot of control over that, but it also makes it very easy to just plug and play and put that in there. You can hook up a payment processor like Stripe or even PayPal into it. You can collect payments from that, but that's later. That comes in after you create this coursework through something like Zoom. You can record those conversations that you have with people and just plop them in there. What's really cool about Zoom as well is you can screen share. So you can show the software that you're using to create these materials and just walk people through that process live and collect information as you're going along to make it the best it can be for that online course that you put out down the road. So those are the tools that I would recommend to start out researching if that's the path that you want to go down. Zoom, that's Zoom.us. I don't have an affiliate link for that one, so don't worry about that. But I am an affiliate for Teachable, askpat.com/teachable. So there you go. I think down the road, it can definitely be completely passive in a way where you can then just focus on building those relationships and just feeding people into that course. And then you can start to put advertising dollars into it too. I mean, the sky's the limit there. So Jamie, best of luck to you. Thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate you and all of your support. And I look forward to following up with you to see your results. So I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Until then, here's a quote today from James Stevens. Originality does not consist in saying what no one has ever said before, but in saying exactly what you think yourself. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.